SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It will be 2.5 miles of towering floats, marching bands, and hundreds of thousands of spectators, all as at the ready for today's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in Manhattan. New York Police Commissioner Sarah Tisch says there will be security that we can see, as well as lots of undercover resources.
There will be an increased police presence, both along the parade route and in the surrounding neighborhoods, including entry point screenings, uniform foot posts, bike teams, as well as aviation, canine, transit, and other specialized units.
No credible threats to the parade, according to authorities. And speaking of threats,
President-elect Donald Trump's transition team says several of his cabinet nominees and administration appointees were targeted in what they call violent, un-American threats to their lives and those who live with them. The FBI says it's aware of numerous bomb threats and swatting incidents and are working with law enforcement partners. Among those targeted, Trump's pick for the next UN ambassador, New York Representative Elise Stefanik. Her office says a bomb threat was called into her home when her family was out. And in Florida, police say a bomb threat was made to a home where a family member of former Congressman Matt Gaetz lives. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, President-elect Trump says Mexico's president has agreed to help stop the flow of illegal aliens and drugs into the U.S. Mr. Trump and Mexico's Claudia Sheinbaum spoke by phone. Mr. Trump describing it as a wonderful conversation. The Mexican leader calls it excellent. No action on Wall Street today. The financial markets closed for Thanksgiving. The market yesterday stepped back from its recent record highs, with the benchmarks closing just a bit lower. This is SRN News. The Bible will be coming to Texas classrooms.
The state's education board has voted to allow Bible-infused teachings in elementary schools under an optional new curriculum. The final vote was 8-7. With supporters pointing out the Bible is a core feature of American history and that teaching it will enrich lessons. Texas schools, which serve more than 5 million public school students, can begin using the Bible materials in kindergarten through fifth grade classrooms as early as next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Swiss watchmaker Swatch has won a suit against the Malaysian government after a court ordered the return of 172 watches seized last year because of designs that included LGBT elements. Authorities seized the watches during raids on Swatch outlets in May of 2023. Swatch contested allegations that the watches are harmful, claiming that they're designed to promote peace and love. This is SRN News. Capital punishment making a comeback in one state in the Southwest.
Arizona's top prosecutor says executions will resume in the state following a two-year pause. Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays said she'll soon seek an execution warrant for Aaron Brian Gunches. Gunches is on death row after being convicted of killing his girlfriend's ex-husband. May said in a statement that her office had been working with state corrections officials to review and improve procedures for carrying out the death penalty. Governor Katie Hobbs had promised not to allow any executions until there was confidence that the state could do so without violating any laws. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Donald Trump dined yesterday with Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg at Mr. Trump's Mar-a-Lago Club in Florida. The visit brought together the Facebook founder and the former president who was once banned from the social network. Mr. Trump's Facebook account restored early last year. More details at SRNNews.com.